Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson. Talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Mr. Alex Azarm. And I've got a guest for you coming up at about 1:15. Nick Filato writes for Big Blue View, host of Big Blue Banter. So that's coming up later in the program. Big picture, here are the topics for you to either call in on or to hit me up on Twitter on X at L Rubenson, WFAN on X. Your topics of the night to call in on. Number one, Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, New York Giants. And in hindsight, was it a mistake to fire Brian Daboll in the middle of the season and go with Mike Kafka, an interim head coach? All you have to do is look at last year's Jets. Jeff Ulbrich as the interim head coach. Jets fire Robert Saleh. Sometimes we know these head coaches are getting fired after the season. And fans, all of us, we want a move made in the middle of the season. We want blood. But be careful what you wish for. It is not always better to fire a head coach in season. Are we seeing that play out right now with the Giants and with Jackson Dart? So what is Mike Kafka doing? What's up with the play calling? What are they doing to maximize the human being, quarterback, and asset that is Jackson Dart? How much of the debacle that was out there? By the way, I say debacle. Let's just also be clear. Today played out in some ways beautifully, in that the New York Giants lost and still own the number one overall draft pick at Tankathon. And by the way, if you're a Jets fan, I know it would pain you to root for the Giants, but Next week, when the Jets and Giants and Raiders play, it is very likely that they are playing to see who's going to end up with the number one overall pick. And if you're a Jet fan and you want Fernando Mendoza, you're sitting there, you've been watching college football games, and you've decided you want the Heisman Trophy winner as your as the next quarterback of the New York Jets. If you want that, then you need a team drafting number one overall who is willing to trade that pick. I don't think that's the Raiders. I think they are going to be ready to move on from Geno Smith. They're going to want to draft a quarterback if they're number one overall. So right now, if you're a Jet fan, the top three possibilities right now, most likely to end up with that number one overall pick, the Giants, currently drafting number one overall, the Las Vegas Raiders, tied with the Giants with only two wins, those two teams, how incredible is that, by the way? Two garbage football teams with identical 2-13 records. And of all the seasons for the Giants and the Raiders to actually be playing each other, not only are they playing each other, they happen to be playing each other in Week 17 with a chance to secure that top number one overall pick. So it is a futility bowl next week. Giants, Raiders. And then the third team in there, the Cleveland Browns. And they're interesting. The Browns are sitting there with that third pick, and based on strength of schedule, if the, let's say, the Giants beat Vegas, and then Vegas turns around the last week of the season, and they go up against the Kansas City Chiefs, who now don't have a quarterback, and the Raiders actually beat the Chiefs the last week of the season. Well, for Jets fans that are hoping they somehow end up with the top pick, the Cleveland Browns have a much more advantageous strength of schedule. So they would probably end up with the number one overall pick. And unless they fall in love with Shedeur Sanders over the next few weeks, I mean, there's an outside chance, but there's a reasonable chance they're taking a quarterback with that number one overall pick and not trading out of there. So a lot of interesting things going on, but if you're a Jets fan, your easiest path to that top pick and Fernando Mendoza as your future quarterback is to root for the Giants next week. All right, topics for you to call in on. So we've got the whole mess that's the Giants, the... If you're a Giants fan, how are you feeling about Jackson Dart? How are you feeling about that number one overall pick? All of that going on. Mike Kafka, Joe Shane, all that mishigas. You've got the Jets and Jets fans, and we'll get into this, where on the one hand, the Jets are obviously in a rebuild. On the, and it's obvious the Jets don't have their quarterback of the future on this roster. And Brady Cook is an undrafted free agent that Jets want to get a look at to see, is this guy potentially able to be an inexpensive backup quarterback? Does he have that upside? Okay. Last week, you watched him, and at least for me, I thought, well, he's not holding back the offense so badly. The young players still can have an opportunity. This week, if you watched it, he was. He looked overmatched out there. And the Jets were just bad, obviously, as a whole. And when the Jets get absolutely, they were competitive for a half and then blown out in the second half against a New Orleans Saints team that's playing a rookie quarterback, second-round draft pick rookie quarterback with a rookie head coach in Kellen Moore. It's not like the Saints are loaded with all-stars in some way where you can say to yourself, well, I get it. The Jets played the Saints, so sure, the score should be 29-6. Saints are not a team that should be blowing out the New York Jets. This was not a ultimately competitive game in the second half. They got absolutely destroyed in the second half. And by a team with a rookie quarterback, rookie head coach, and a ton of talent up and down the roster. Saints are playing some better football. They're showing what I think the Jets kind of hoped they would at some point show, which is stacking some wins, showing improvement, all that sort of stuff. You're seeing some of that out of the Saints, some reasons to have hope as they move forward. But if you're a Jet fan, what are the reasons to hope with this year's team? The draft picks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your general manager, who smartly made some trades to give you more draft capital to potentially trade up for a franchise quarterback? And do you even want to do that? Do Jets fans want to empty the coffers, make the trade up for a Fernando Mendoza, trade multiple first-round draft picks, do all of that? Are the Jets showing you that they actually have enough of a foundation to help a young quarterback be successful? Are you confident in that? Or is this going to be same old Jets? Draft a young quarterback, don't have the right infrastructure around him and team around him, and watch it fall apart again. Are you worried about that, Jets fans? 888-808-1019. And other two topics you can potentially call in on. We got the Knicks and the NBA Cup, all that kind of stuff, as well as I was at the Garden on Friday. They looked exhausted, but the Knicks with a few big wins this week, and tonight, a nice win against the Miami Heat. And just what did we learn at the NBA Cup, and what are we learning here in December about the Knicks, about Coach Mike Brown and his approach, and how might that be useful as we move forward? So you can call in on that. And final topic, the Mets and Yankees. Because it seems like the Mets and Yankees are asleep. It seems like they are. Nobody woke them to tell them that the hot stove was happening. And they seem to be missing out. So we'll get into that also. So those are all our topics. And so far we have Drew and James on. They want to talk some Jets. So we'll get to that in just a moment. We'll grab your calls. But I want to start with the Giants and this game today and Jackson Dart. And I think there was this sense that, well, Mike Kafka's calling the plays anyway. So if you fire Brian Daboll, it's Daboll who's been encouraging Dart to maybe be a little too reckless. It's Brian Daboll who loved Jackson Dart so much, but he wasn't coaching him in a way that was, you know, even Jackson Dart saying at one point that he thought Brian Daboll, hey, Dabe's, I think, kind of likes it when I run, you know, head first and lead with my head and, you know, and I'm taking hits and the physical style and the way I play. I think Dabe's kind of likes it. And there was a sense that to maximize this asset, this person, Jackson Dart, to keep him healthy, but to also, you know, see him improve, that if you got rid of Daboll, but you kept Kafka, and he was still calling plays, that there would be enough continuity and that you could continue to watch the development of Jackson Dart, that it wouldn't suffer so much, his development, without Brian Daboll this year. Well, it turned out that was wrong. And the question is, what the heck is Mike Kafka doing? His play calling today, and in general, since since Daboll left, since Jackson Dart came back from the concussion, it's like they're so scared of having Jackson Dart get hurt and so scared and so influenced by this national narrative as if Jackson Dart is somehow more reckless than other quarterbacks. Like, if you're watching and you pay attention, number one, he is learning. He does slide more. He is figuring it out. But if you take away all the designed runs and the threat of that, then you're neutering this offense. And if you try and tell him that he needs to stay in the pocket as a pocket passer and scramble less and not improvise in the way that he had been earlier in the season, if you do that, then you dim the light of part of what was exciting and fun about this player, about his game. He will develop and improve as a pocket passer over time. But part of what made him special early in the season and the it factor that we saw from him, some of it is that running ability. Some of it is the improvisation, the off-platform throws, the ability to make something out of nothing, the ability to throw out of all kinds of different arm angles. And then the fight, the competitiveness. The Giants may have lost some of those close games, but the ability to bring them back, and the defense would collapse in the fourth quarter, all of that, but this kid's competitiveness and that fire and that spirit, all of that, it's like they're dimming it right now. And when Mike Kafka, I understand Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators, the Vikings defensive coordinator, one of the best in the league. And he is fantastic at confusing quarterbacks, veterans and rookies especially. And on top of that, he's still angry at the Giants for not hiring him. And he has an active lawsuit against the league over that whole situation with the Giants. So he's got a lot of a bone to pick, let's say. Revenge with the New York Giants on top of everything else. So he's going to take pleasure in confusing and messing up as much as possible the New York Giants. I understand that that Mike Kafka can think, well, with all of that, I better play it safe here and not put Jackson Dart into too much harm's way. But you know what you did today? When you devise a game plan that is run, 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 and almost every first down all game long is a run, when that's all you're doing, and then when you rarely do let Jackson Dart throw the football, when you do call a pass, well, it's in a predictable passing situation, when you're doing all that running, yet you're not setting up play action passes. You're not using that. That's not a part of the game plan for some unknown reason. So there's no deception here at all. When you design a game plan like that, you dim the light on this. The number one job is to develop this young quarterback. And so to protect him by running the football a million times, what are you doing? What was that game plan? And we compare to Brian Daboll versus Mike Kafka. The seven games that Jackson Dart played with Brian Daboll as the head coach, completed 64% of his passes, compared to 60% now with Mike Kafka in three games. He averaged 202 yards per game passing, compared to 139 yards per game passing. So almost 60 yards per game less. 10 touchdowns in seven games. He's had three touchdowns in three games now with Mike Kafka. Three interceptions in seven games. He's had two interceptions now in the last three games. He's run the ball for a whopping total of 30 yards per game. It was 45 per game under Daboll, and ran for seven touchdowns, no touchdowns running under Kafka. He's been less productive, and you can see it. Like, just the mojo, the body language, the spark. Part of the job of this next head coach, whether it's an offensive-minded head coach, defensive-minded head coach, CEO-type head coach, we hear rumors Marcus Freeman from Notre Dame might be a top candidate. Part of whoever it is having a rapport, a relationship with Jackson Dart, with that young quarterback, where he feels like they are on the same page, in it together. Yes, the head coach is the boss, but in this day and age with head coaches, I mean, just look at the relationship, you know, even whether it's an Andy Reid and a Patrick Mahomes or whatever, there has to be a bond there and that gets the most out of that young quarterback. And clearly, that's not happening now. It's sad to watch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.